Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. There he goes right now. Heggy, you may have seen on our Mid-Flight Brawl Instagram page, almost fucked up the word of the own podcast again, the name of it. I just put up a post the other day, Station Hotel in Footscray, bloody Heaps Normal. There were the family catching up with some mates for some midweek lunch and thought, let's not write off the week too early. Get on the heapses.
Midweek, great time to start. Never stop.
Get chuck around them. In. Yep. Bloody change your life.
In the green room of Oasis Comedy Club in Perth.
There you go.
One lonely can.
It's waiting. Waiting for us to go back.
Yeah. No, it's gone.
Oh, it's gone. You got it. Nice
Absolutely,
work.
I did. Yeah.
Well, if you want to get around it, world award winning non-alcoholic beer, you know where to go. Heapsnormal.com. Chuck in duty free at checkout for free shipping around Australia. Also, Heggy, this week, we've got a good mate of ours.
Yours.
Yep. Oh, yeah. All right. My mate. You know, Luke, here at Mid-Flight Brawl, we make one of the most successful podcasts in Australia, but I'd like to tell you about one of the great underappreciated Australian comedy podcasts.
Please, Nick, do go on. I'm always looking for a beautiful Australian comedy podcast to lift me up and bring me joy.
The podcast is called the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan.
Is that a podcast by James Donald Forbes McCann, perhaps the funniest, most handsome comedian ever produced by our country?
That's right.
Say no more. I'll begin downloading the podcast immediately.
But don't you want to know what the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan is about?
My friend, all that was needed to arouse my interest was the information that James Donald Forbes McCann was involved in the project.
That's the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, available now wherever podcasts can be found.
You know, Nick, I was planning on committing suicide today.
Say it ain't so, sweet companion.
Yes, it is true. I was going to hurl myself into the fast-moving propeller of a regional aircraft.
My heart breaks.
But now that I know about the existence of this new podcast, the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, I'm going to postpone my self-murder indefinitely.
Well, thank goodness for the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan, out now on all digital platforms.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the
Gold Coast. At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate?
Mate.
Been a while since I've spoken to you.
Yeah, I know. Since I saved a woman's life. I haven't seen you in person. How was Perth?
Ticker tape parade down Melbourne's Bourke Street when you got home. Being careful not to get run over while you're at it. It was good. Actually, very nice. Nice people came out. A few fans came along, which was good. They identified themselves at the end. But he had a great time. Chris Ryan and I were doing new material shows.
Sick.
Over there, and it's starting to hum along. I've a lot of work to do, obviously, but, you know, as a start, not too bad.
Well, mate, it'll be ready in time for the 2024 Grogan Tour. LukeHeggie.com right now for tickets.
Damn straight. But, yeah, pretty good. The one weird thing happened. I was at the airport yesterday because you spent a whole day getting back from that joint. And there's a dude, Woodland and I used to go to the Coogee Diggers gym and sauna.
Oh, yeah. You've taken me there. It's a sick spot. What's happened?
There was a bunch of old men there. Most of them are nice, but there's one who is just an absolute punish, keeps bailing up young women and talking to them and just won't leave you alone. He's weird. He's annoying.
Yeah.
And we've always blanked him. But and also to top that, you walk into the change room, he's just got a massive avocado balls, like just standing there talking to people. For them. Like, I'm in two minds about that. You think, oh, fuck.
But sort
when
of
I'm
that,
old, I'd love to just do that, but not really.
The big discrepancy between dick and balls, like a bit Statue of David.
Huge, like herniated. No question. Yeah. There's no.
There's something wrong with them.
Normal. There's something very, very wrong with it. Yeah. Anyway, I nearly vomited. But I can't, you know, it's one of those things you can't stop thinking about once you see it. Anyway, he was on my plane.
Oh,
he's coming back from Perth.
What?
And so I took a photo of him. And when I took the photo, he looked right at me while I was taking the photo. So I was already sitting down.
Yeah.
Great. He's walked on, took a photo to send to Woodland.
Just of nuts. Did he need a second seatbelt just for the fucking...
Oh, man, it was gross.
The sack.
And then I couldn't get up the whole time because he's walking up and down hassling people and stuff. I didn't want him to recognize me. I don't think he would. I don't know that he would have.
Yeah.
But I need to go to the toilet. I'm not walking past him. Waited till he was asleep. Ran past, went to the toilet.
He wouldn't have noticed you unless you had your fucking silly Swedish sauna hat on or Russian sauna hat.
Well, funnily enough, I had it on. There's a woman on the plane with a KFC bucket cricket hat on her head. You know those? Gets on with it. Kept it on the whole time.
Fucking
just
hell.
Allowed on.
Anyone's whatever. Fine.
Ugh. And then today, Woodland sent me a photo this morning. He sent the avocado balls in Randwick. Took a photo and sent him to me. Sent it to me.
He's getting
around. Just everywhere, this bloke.
He's living life.
It's like when you see a teacher out in the wild.
Oh, yeah.
You got to tell everyone immediately.
Yeah. I ran into Mrs. Wilson at the shops. Fuck off. We all just thought their fucking groceries appeared magically on their doorstep.
Pretty good. I think times have changed now. There's cool teachers and shit out there who aren't sus. They're just talking to students and being nice and all that sort of thing. I've met ex-teachers who, like, at the pub and they see students there or students from the previous year there, and it seems to be much better now, whereas they would have got bashed for going to a pub.
Yeah. Fair enough.
40 years ago.
After hearing your Brisbane Christian high school stories, fucking hell, I'd be bashing teachers as well.
Yeah. Once you're big enough.
What do you want to do when you grow up? Bash you, sir.
Yeah. Put you in the ground and your cohorts. That's it. That'll do.
That's all I want to achieve.
I just walked in from I'm probably going to have to go and get another one because I forgot to get a photo. What was happening? But I just got a COVID booster ready for the festival season.
Great, good on you.
So, I mean, the world needs heroes.
Yeah,
and nice. I am one now.
Are you getting a regular?
I haven't had one since we were made to.
Oh,
but I thought I haven't had it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might have, but then I just thought, I don't want to get sick at all.
I love the thing that you think is going to bring you down in festival season is COVID and not the fucking 18 Chinatown dumpling chili noodle soups in a row followed by 13 pints of Guinness at night.
Both of those things are good.
6 a.m. karaoke.
Yeah, they're good for you. All that.
Sing out
pickle
the germs.
Yourself. Disease has got nowhere to go. Saturate your whole body with chili and beer. Where the disease is going to go.
Mate, that's what I think. Get on the cheeky vapes.
Yeah.
Like I do occasionally. There's a nice coat in the lungs. It's beautiful. You can't grab on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's too slippery. The blueberry magic's got a
second coat of paint on an old house in the sun.
My wife the other day, I think I was on the phone to you and she came up to me with a little plastic thing and just held it up to me and I was like, fuck, are you pregnant? That? How good is this? We're going to have a third kid. And she said, what? No. It's I don't have COVID.
Yeah. That's just a given now. No one's got it.
Oh, I'm trying to do a bit at the minute, but I think people get annoyed for some reason. Like I said, there's like pro-vax, anti-vax. That seems to be the two sides you're on.
Yeah.
Mine was just, what do I have to have so we can all go to the pub? And it was three.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I don't want to get a bare minimum so I can work.
Yeah.
I just don't want to. I mean, I can't afford it, really.
Yeah.
It'd kill me. I don't. I'd still work. I don't take days off, self-employed. But still, don't want to feel like shit.
Of course. Look forward to some interesting messages off the back of this chat.
Yeah, great. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Fucking pussy. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be someone with like Buddha as their profile picture going, Heggy, you fucking soft cock. Why are you getting the fuck? Forgetting the peaceful side of Buddha.
Yeah. Man, I've noticed, yeah, I mean, you're in the fanatics for tennis, aren't you?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Although today, just part of being on Breakfast Radio, played a bit of tennis with Pat Cash and Kokkinakis.
Oh, yeah? What, you had a set with him or something?
Fee and Fev both had him. I was umpire and then got to hit a few balls. Not bad. Pat Cash, the winning shot. Holy shit. Around the net. He's like 58 and he's had his 7th knee surgery. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, he's getting an 8th one today probably after that. Give it away, Pat.
I never understand how people get that many. So I'd just fucking, I'd leave Earth. Hey, we need to fix this again. Fuck it.
These people I'm don't done. Have a fucking plan B.
Yeah, it's
like
true. It's
like when you see rugby league players, one concussion put me out of that game.
Yeah.
You're, nah, sorry. I'll go and do something else. They don't have anything else.
Yeah.
There's literally nothing else to do. They're not going to go and write a book or something, are they? So.
Well. Are there rugby league kids' books? Surely that's a thing by now.
Yeah, but they're not fucking writing them.
Yeah, that's true.
If you don't build up enough profile over a 10 or 12 year period, you're not either. You're not even ghostwriting them. So, I don't know. Good on them all. No other news. Just ripping into festivals now. Out every night, gigging. Sydney's steaming hot. It's going all right. There's a big flood the other night. I drove through a flood.
Fucking hell. You were telling me this the other day too. When I was coming back from your joint, when we drove from Sydney back to Melbourne, there was a chunk here where we had to pull over on the freeway. You just couldn't see. Everyone was pulled over. You told me you're a fan of going through that.
I'm not a fan, but once you're in it, what are you doing? I was in the city. I was in Redfern.
Yeah.
I was dropping Raffy at the station.
Yeah.
And it rained so hard. I've never driven in rain that hard. And came down real quick and then it was a flood. And then I was in it, just gunning it, just going screaming, get the fuck out of my way because cars are stopping and stuff. It's up to the doors.
At water.
I just had to keep. No, at people. Oh. At water. No, the people stopped. The sort of, you know, those softies who, well, better stop. Said, no, you gun it till you're through, mate. If I'd stopped, my car would be written off.
Oh, you could be dead.
I wouldn't be dead. It wasn't a river.
Wasn't that high.
But it would be. It was sort of. Yeah, it's above the door line, above the bottom of the door line, which is not great for a little old hatchback. So, yeah, popped it up on the median strip, go through. Rath remained straight-faced, got out, didn't say a word about it. Yeah. Day in the life.
Beautiful brain. Do you have, I assume, on your hatchback, you've told me so many stories of these fucking things. Do you have little marks, you know? Have you got a texter out and gone, this was the Redfern flood of 2024? Yeah. Kids, this is when I really fucking pushed it through Randwick that time.
Yeah, yeah. This one, that's the first one. This one's been through. I've been through on a different hatchback down at down near the horse track at Randwick. That was worse because that was a few hundred meters of gunning it and yelling at people. And fucking idiots in much nicer cars just stopped trying to get out and wave, you know.
Have a look.
Hazard lights. Wave down some help. That's a fuck off. Get out of the way.
Fuck.
I was on the wrong side of the road in that one.
Man, good.
Whatever.
Good luck.
Do what you can.
Yeah. Fucking incredible work getting through there. It's
just a positive can-do attitude.
I now see why you set yourself a maximum budget of $800 per vehicle because you just thrash the fuck out of them.
It's not worth, the minute I've driven it out of the lot, half the price, isn't it? Same with high cars. Oh, okay, you got to do all you can do it. Take out the full insurance and just go nuts.
Man, we're looking for a second car at the minute, looking at secondhand cars. It's a bit realestate.com.au-y, you know. There's some cars, they go, here's 47 pictures of the vehicle and the logbooks and the thing. And then some, there's like, here's the side mirror on the passenger side. That's all you need to know. I'm not going to turn up.
What happened to the rest of it? It's a little thing.
Yeah.
That the kids can drive.
Little sedan, in the backyard.
Yeah, great. Nice one. Go a hatchie. Pretty reliable.
Or hatchback.
When I hire a hire car, sometimes they say, do you want a four-wheel drive? You go, fucking, I was under the impression all hire cars are four-wheel drives. Just give us the smallest, cheapest one. Full insurance.
Watch this.
Yeah.
You transform any car. Yeah. Look at this. In one simple step, this Suzuki Swift can go on the beach.
Yep. Automatic. We'll see about that.
All right. Should we get into the ep for this week? It's an absolute bumper ep. Going to love it. If you want to see the video of these episodes and the last 10 or 15 that we have recorded, get on our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. All the Land Larrikins, the bonus spin-off pod episodes are up there as well. You get early access to the eps, ad-free episodes as well, and early access to the live shows. Dates will be announced soon. We've just locked in another one for Melbourne, and they will go up first on our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. But before we get into the ep, each week we're down the line from each other generally for the intro, and you've always got a Zoom background with a bit of a grim past. This just looks like your stock standard. That looks like a Sydney, maybe not. No, Northern Hemisphere. I'm going to say like Scotland or.
Yeah, not bad. It's the Greater Manchester area. Hyde, where our episode comes from today.
Ah.
It's not his house. Someone else's house. I don't think you'll get it.
Absolutely not. You know too much about these things.
The Shipman residence. Dr. Harold Shipman.
No idea. Only know one Dr. Harry.
He's the original Dr. Death. I mean, there have been a lot of pretenders since, but no one's going to eclipse a 250 body count, I wouldn't think.
Is this the one that new TV series is about, this bloke?
I don't know. I think Dr. Death is such a catchy phrase. They'll apply that to anyone.
Anyone, yeah.
This is the first one. Taxi driver cracked this. He's dropping old women off at the hospital to get treated by Dr. Shipman.
Yeah.
They came out in tiny little boxes. He's like, oh, that's a lot of taxi fares I'm missing out on. Where are these old women?
A lot of one way.
Yeah. They seemed all right going in.
Yeah.
Bang.
The taxi driver got him.
Daddy Bones, yeah.
Nice work.
Wise money. Follow the money.
My wife was saying recently they've got a family friend that's got to go over to Switzerland, I think, for the see you later. You know, the last hurrah. You can't get it here in Australia yet.
Yes.
Yeah. She was shattered, of course. Very sad thing. And I just sort of started giggling, as I'm prone to do. And she said, there's nothing funny about this. What good could you possibly see in this? And I said, only got to pay for a one-way ticket, which did give her the chuckle she needed in that dark time. Although, to
be
fair,
turning to comedians more in
one
time.
One-way tickets internationally, sometimes fucking worse than the return.
Yeah. I mean, do you think if that person bought saw the bargain, went, fuck, hang on, I might stick around a bit. Bargains like these be bloody crazy to miss out on.
One more trip. Why not? Come on. All right, let's get into the episode.
Righto, mate.
Let's do it. Woo!
How you going, mate? Still in Sydney?
Still in Sydney.
Love it.
Sydney.
We're matching.
Mate, came up for, are we? Oh, yeah, pretty close. Man, I'm actually up here. Before Christmas, I think I spoke about it on the pod, my wife asked me what I'd like, and I said, two nights in a hotel by myself.
Uh-huh. And this is it. This is how you're spending your day of Nicholas Cody relaxed time.
Yeah.
You should be watching movies or something.
Man, I'd
not sitting here with me.
What did I watch? Watched an ESPN doco in the hotel yesterday.
Yeah.
Fuck, the hotel, six spot on Hyde Park.
Mm-hmm.
I put myself up in a good joint. Yeah. Why not? And
sauna?
There's a sauna.
Had one?
I have had a sauna. But I went in the pool this morning and I had a few beers last night with our mate, Sean Woodland.
Your mate.
So I was a bit rough in the pool, you know, hurting a bit, getting the head under, trying to clear the cobwebs out. Yeah. And I've hopped out of the pool, not looking great. Like wasn't an elegant.
Dripping off, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a slow-mo shot.
Absolutely not. And I heard, do you know if the sauna's working? And I look up to see what had to be an actual model.
Yeah, right.
She was like, you go, what the fuck? Like, are we the same species?
Yeah.
You know, some people, I'm a model. But
she get out of the sauna when you got in?
Instagram. No.
That would be the clincher.
No, definitely. She was out because I go, I'm about to go in. And she said, can you check because it's not. And it wasn't fucking on. So I hit the button. And
she didn't know how to press the button. That's probably a model.
Mm. But I've never already felt shit.
Never pressed a button in a life. Never had to.
She's like, ew. She just kept pointing at it. Ew.
Can someone come and press this button here, please?
Man, yes. Nothing made me feel worse about myself. I was already feeling shit getting out of that pool. Not in the best shape.
With a stiffy.
And then look, Bree seeing the model. Just happy to have a swim, you know. yesterday also took myself out to lunch. Solo rock pool.
Oh, yes.
Man.
All the sides, everything.
Mate, oysters, beef tartare.
The napkin in the collar.
Yeah. into a steak. Beef, fucking steak into steak.
Great.
And the
oysters? Then they'll not have another beef option for the start. Yeah,
you have a carpaccio by any chance? I'm trying to do the three beefs, the beef trifecta.
Brilliant.
I'm jealous. What a time.
Brilliant.
Man.
Turn the phone off, sit there and eat.
Big fucking steak and then roll into a hotel room to watch an ESPN doco.
What a day.
Living the fucking dream.
You should be doing that today, man.
I know.
Let's knock this off. Do it quick. You can go back.
Get back to the hotel.
I'll get back to work.
I did a gig last night like a fucking idiot.
Can't help yourself, man. Oh, man. Workaholic. Aaronson of today.
It's not the only aholic I am. Yeah.
Comes from the year 2021. While we're here, you would have heard of this, being an aficionado of the crash, but a classic crash from 2021, not on the airline we're dealing with, but 2021, this was a big one. Sriwijaya, not the source, but, you know, similar sort of air flight, 182, January 9, Jakarta to Pontianak, Indonesia.
AirAsia?
Sriwijaya, no.
Oh.
It's not AirAsia. I'm not mumbling AirAsia.
No. Sorry. I thought you were saying a town or something.
No, the town's Jakarta to Pontianak.
Yeah.
Sriwijaya Air. The autopilot was fighting against the stuck auto throttle lever on the right engine.
737 MAX? Is that one of these ones?
I don't know. Was there a problem with them?
Yeah.
I think it was actually. A
couple of those hit the fucking.
I haven't written that down here, but yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the 737 MAX had a. It was like an inbuilt. There was an inbuilt thing in the technology that the richer airlines paid to have, like you had to pay extra to have this thing taken out.
Off.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oof. That sounds grim. If only the autopilots could just
like
fucking
a stall.
Speak up.
Yeah.
And let the humans know there's a problem. The plane had it stuck before. The pilots didn't notice. They were busy with other procedures, such as putting their feet up, kick the shoes off, put some thick socks on, have a bloody good nap. That sort of other procedures. By the time the alarm sounded, the lads were probably fast asleep. The captain grabbed the throttle, made it worse than if he didn't disengage autopilot. Should have just left it. Sometimes the best course of action is no action. He yanked it to the left for 4 seconds, then tried to fix it when the co-pilot said, that's worse. then he pulled the nose up, even though the wings weren't level.
Well, also the
big mistake.
Yeah. Also, the co-pilot has controls as well. So it's a bit backseat driving, but also you could do something about it.
I don't know. You've got to punch him out. You've got to render him unconscious to make your controls work, don't you? You can't override the controls.
Well, it's
otherwise,
happening.
Just fight each other with the
.
Yeah, you pull right, I pull left, we'll go straight ahead. You reckon that works? this bloke was just pulling levers in a panic. I remember playing Galaga before I was tall enough to see. And I'm just fucking, all the older kids were pissing themselves. I was down at the snow.
Yeah.
I was probably 8 or 9 or something. I was reaching up. Couldn't really see the screen. Like pulling levers side to side and winning.
Fuck.
And all the older kids were having the best laugh.
Wow.
Because I felt like an absolute hero.
Like drunk
just for
pool?
Fucking around with a joystick.
Drunk pool, you see three fucking 8 balls and you go, whoa. Going to go for the one on the right. I hope that's the actual one.
Drunk pool, I'm much better than sober pool.
Yeah.
2 balls at a time. Straight to the next shot, don't laugh, that sort of thing.
Behind the back?
I've been punched for it.
Really?
Yeah.
That good a pull?
Not that good, but good that day, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a
spasmodically and shit,
good. No.
Obviously.
No.
Uh-huh.
Smiling too much. I think I hit 2 balls in twice in the same game.
Yeah.
And just, it was great.
Yeah.
But it didn't end great. Western Queensland, whack. They don't like that. Too late. Eventually leveled the wings out after a big drop in altitude, some of it upside down.
Oh.
Must have thought briefly, I've leveled this out. I'm the best pilot ever. But they were too low and going at full speed. Didn't even have time for a mayday call. They belly flopped into the Java Sea.
Oof.
62 sets of wings got issued within a millisecond of each other. Like a comet blazing across the evening sky.
Gone too soon. That would be, yeah.
That one's always irked me because it's definitely a 102 that he's saying there, Jacko, in that don't play it again. Definitely a 102, gone too soon. He's not, you know, it's always annoyed me more than the rest of the song.
Yeah.
That one. Anyway, the aircraft had just resumed service 2 weeks early after a 10-month holiday from COVID. Talked about this. Don't get back on the fucking kid's playground after it's been shut for a long time.
Yeah.
Let some other kid take it. Plot thickened when it came out that how many complaints do you reckon have been filed about the faulty auto throttle dating back to 2013 on that plane? How many complaints?
Oh, I'll say 12.
65.
Fuck.
After about 30, they just reckon, yeah.
But, maybe it wasn't a Boeing 737 MAX then. This just sounds like a regular shit plane.
62. Yeah, it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Only 62 people on it. But no survivors.
Hmm.
Standard issue. Angel wings.
Bit of Bane and
some
Dark Knight Rises.
Is that the one where it's vertical?
I'll crash the plane. No survivors.
Some safety training concerns arose from the investigation, so every cloud. The one that stood out to me was that
if there's 60-odd complaints about the same bit of equipment,
yeah.
I can look into it.
Well, 62 less complaints that day. No one's complaining that day. One that stood out was that Sriwijaya Air had changed some of the standard call-outs. And this was most notably nose-low upset had been changed to upset brown, which means something quite different to the rest of us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I've seen you running towards a toilet with your hands over your bum, yelling upset code brown, upset brown, like a toddler with their hand on their ass. I've got an upset brown. So there was some confusion, some human error, turmoil.
I wish I traded out a few of the beers I had with Woodland last night for a heaps normal because I reckon Acast, it might be the last day we're allowed to record pods here.
There might be
a fucking upset brown.
Central Station's close by. You can go there.
Yeah, upset brown, upset black, upset red flex, I reckon.
Standard day at Central Station Concourse toilets. Go there. Go there on the break.
You can't shit at Central.
You can and you will.
Woof.
You'll do no such thing here. We're going to come back in a month.
You know where I should go? And the people that heard last week said, because we were recording a few back-to-back, across the road at that pub where I was the hero.
Yeah.
I saved the
still
day.
Still talking about you.
I assume there's a statue
up. Kiss your plaque on the wall on the way past, yeah.
I went in there to wash my hands.
Yeah. Came out and, dirty.
But the toilets were in the VIP lounge.
Yes.
In the pokies area.
Which, VIP is not only very important people.
This was at, 10 a.m. on a Friday morning.
Mm.
The business alive and well. Sydney's pretty quiet. Not everyone's back to work yet. A lot of people still on holiday.
Mm.
The VIP lounge at that pub.
Pumping. Is it?
Heaven.
Is it?
Heaven. And there were two blokes next to each other on a machine darting inside, quite rapid dart, very quick drags.
Mm.
And they looked over and went, "You all right, mate?" And
darts.
Yeah. And I reckon these lads had been on the old fucking pipe.
Yeah.
On the old glass barbie.
Usually
they were busy.
Anyone,
they were busy slapping, darting very quick.
Anyone lighting a cigarette inside, they're not
just
thinking
assume.
Straight at the moment. But they're not. That's not happened.
Are you allowed
for
to dart
years.
Inside there?
No. You can't dart inside anywhere, can you? You barely dart outside.
Yeah.
I haven't seen darts for ages.
Yeah.
You don't see many darts at all anymore.
Yeah.
We've gone fucking online, haven't they? Anyway, our incident, Ryanair, January 29, 2021.
Ryanair, good on the, but one of the best Instagram accounts to follow.
Yeah,
Ryanair.
Yeah, I know.
Whoever's in charge of their socials,
having a good time.
Top job.
This but is
they're
a,
going customers and stuff.
I'll give you a dollar if you tell me the route. You can get it backwards if you want.
Fucking
give you 50 cents if you get one of them.
Manchester, Malaga.
50 cents? Nah, miss the other one. You got Manchester.
Tenerife?
Else. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you a
it's an easy one.
I'll buy that for a dollar. I was thinking about Ryanair in general. They do feature here a fair bit. I've met a few Ryans in my time. To a man, they've been minimum mildly violent.
You reckon that's the?
Don't know. It's the name. It's the
I'm trying to. Yeah, I know a few. I knew a few growing up who didn't mind a punch. Loved a punch on.
Couple of.
I
blokes.
Know one now who seems relaxed, but that could be. He's just mid 30s. He's calmed down a bit.
Yeah.
But he also loves the pub and the UFC. So
won't be far below.
He's
the
not
surface.
Far away. Yeah.
A couple of blokes, with the surname Ryan.
Are you saying it's like the? It's like the. Understated Jaden.
Yeah, it's
you know?
It's pre-Jaden Jaden.
Yeah.
Well, there might be, there'd be probably be a St. Jaden before there'd be a St. Ryan. There's no St. Ryans, are there?
And I found out the other night, Jaden, our mate Woodland was saying at his kid's school, I think, school captain, Jaden.
School captain's Jaden, yeah. Exactly.
And Jaden, there was a Jaden that won the Heisman Trophy, best player in college football.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Jaden's yeah. a, they're flying.
Yeah.
Good start of the year for the Jadens.
I might join Mensa, see if there's one in there. Ryanair used to be called Danren Enterprises.
Love the idea of you getting into Mensa just to check just if there's
see
Jadens.
If there's any Jadens.
Yeah. Do a roll call, will you? Get to K, you go, ah, oh well.
Yeah, see ya.
See ya.
Ryan, a couple of Ryan, blokes called Ryan were involved, so they renamed it, including honorary doctorate recipient. One of your favourite things, future you, Dr. Tony Ryan, founder of Guinness Pete Aviation.
Oh.
Guinness Pete Aviation, a Shannon-based airline
there
leasing business. It is dodgy. And his first mismanaged
smart,
massive
though,
fucking failure.
Smart, though, because Shannon, you know, well.
A lot of airplanes coming in.
Yeah, and people want to get to their destination after it's, you know, been diverted
like
to Shannon. Yeah.
Already got a couple of piles, fresh off a nap, ready to go. Yeah, it was a massive failure. Don't worry about it. Give him another crack. Entrepreneurial spirit that is. That bankrupt stuff, absolute bullshit.
2 years off.
You don't have
bankrupt.
To, and you can just get involved anyway in the background.
Yeah.
Make your
what
wife.
Are they called? Phoenix? They have like Phoenix companies or whatever?
Yeah, they're full of shit though. They're not following that up.
No.
You can
they try and stop them, but
how?
A lot of builders do it. Fucking your mates.
Well, if bankruptcy involved actually having to do the work and pay all your debts, not just go see you on bankrupt, then things would be different. Go, well, go to jail then, fuckhead, or get a job and pay all of these people back.
Yeah.
You know, spend the rest of your life. Fuck you. Anyway.
I would love to see that, like someone who robs a 7-Eleven, you know, takes a grand out of the till. You go, well, unfortunately, I'm only going to pay 17 cents on the dollar back.
Yeah, yep. Here's your 170. I'm not going to jail. See ya. Look at the colour of my collar. I think you're fine. I'm all right. They get off pretty lightly. Pretty lightly, the controversy stakes on the internet. A lot of unreported grubs on Ryanair. It's just expected, I think.
Yeah.
Well, you don't hear the news of every punch thrown into prison.
Well, one of our mates in a chat group, there's someone had a fucking scooter crash in Bali or a couple Aussies back to back. And he said he used to work at an insurance company and he said, maybe one in eight get reported in the paper.
Oh,
it's just every day.
Well, it's whoever's got the contact or the slow news day situation to get it on the news and get a get a GoFundMe going,
mm.
repatriate the remains of a fucking idiot who wasn't wearing a helmet.
What do you reckon the GoFundMe stats are, like illness versus tourist crash, like the percentage, the
well,
pie graph?
I mean, is that, you reckon they'd be the two major things on GoFundMe? They're the ones like that tug at the heartstrings the most.
Incident overseas.
A bald kid
Man,
in a hospital or a fucking scooter crash.
Yeah. I chipped into a Rallo's one once, and then afterwards it gave me like a, you know, you buy something on Amazon, it goes, you may like this as well. And it tossed up another three just in case
another
I was
three
in,
what?
Like Funds. In another three GoFundMes.
Yeah. And what
you put into this one, what do you think of Frank over in fucking Illinois?
Yeah, okay.
Not much of him, actually. Don't know the cunt. He's not getting a cent.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know. It's the ones that people relate with the most. Like people have thought, you know, I just got paid. I've got an extra 100 sitting in the bank. That could have been me on that scooter.
Yeah.
They don't think, oh, there's a kid who's got a horrible skin condition. He really needs to, oh, fuck, that's not happened to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I could be in a Bali scooter accident one day. Bang. Karma. In June 2023, a flight attendant got on the tannoy on a flight from Bologna to Tel Aviv on a Ryanair and announced they would be soon landing in Palestine. There was uproar among the Israeli contingent. They're crying foul. Ryanair called it an innocent mistake by a junior crew, although she said it more than
junior.
Once.
Yeah.
And also said that they were going to land in occupied Palestine.
Yeah.
So doesn't sound like a mistake to me.
Yeah.
Sounds like that FA got a little bit political, not unlike your comedy. Anyway, our mate today.
A bit of that after.
Rap on the bit of that. That's how you make a point these days. Yeah, our mate today, our protagonist, Daniel Hendry, 29, Scotsman from East Kilbride. They breed them angry up there. Notable alumni, TV presenters, actors, and the Reed brothers from alt-rock 80s band The Jesus and Mary Chain. They didn't mind a bit of bashing.
Oh, you don't really? Know,
Jesus and Mary Chain were pretty big. They had hammers in their hands at one gig. Jim, one of the brothers, Jim.
Again, like fucking tag team wrestling duo.
Yeah. Oh.
Less rock band.
Yeah. Jim got dragged off the stage and bashed by the crowd. At one stage.
While holding a hammer. Or was this before? Yeah, this is what has brought the
hammers on.
Yeah.
I was more, I mean, it was fairly habitual, I think. They were fucking pretty on the front foot, these boys. Then Jim.
To get bashed by your own crowd is a fair effort.
Then a month later, Jim went to a Nick Cave gig as a spectator and someone recognised him from the show, bashed him again. So you're Jim Reed, whack. In the crowd, gave him a bash.
What did they do at the gig?
Oh, it must have just fucked. You know that era people had their backs to the crowd. They're just really fucking giving it to them. Thanks for your money, you losers. And, you know, doing fuck all, getting maggot, lying down, whatever. The boys say, the Reed brothers, they say they were shy. And the only way to deal with it was to get fucked up on stage.
Yeah.
They used to incite riots and shit. Loved it. Mellowed out a bit now. Can't be copping beatings in your 50s. It fucking hurts. And you're going to lose more of them. East Kilbride, town of about 75,000. And from what I read, one murder per year. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Except for in the 50s, golden age. Peter Manuel, famous Scottish bloke.
Really?
Born in New York, moved back with the family. Good old-fashioned psycho. Killed 8 people in a 2-year spree. Although the last 3 of them were in one hit. Don't know about that. It's like eating the last 4 chips out of the bowl, isn't it?
Sort of junk time goals,
Man.
You're in front. Yeah.
It's already in front. Yeah, it's crazy. Keeper's out. He's trying to score at your end. You do a runaway. Fucking shouldn't be allowed. On January 1, 1958, Peter Manuel went into a house, shot dead a couple in their 40s. This is January 1. This is important. And their 10-year-old son. Oh. Then he stayed there for a week eating their hogmany leftovers.
Wow.
Steak pie and fruitcake. The most
refined, bodies in the house.
The most refined cuisine you'll find in those parts. Fucking steak pie.
Hogmany. It's the only. I just can't. Nah. What's the difference? What are they doing differently?
It's getting
is that it?
Extra maggot. I don't know. Hitting the streets and smashing bottles.
I've spent a few months of my life in Scotland, and I can't imagine New Year's Eve is any different to.
I've been there for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
It's exactly
Hogmany.
The same.
Yeah.
Hogmany. People say happy Hogmany and shit like this. Anyway. It's not my fucking Hogmin, is it? Leave me alone. Anyway, compared to the deep fryer stuff, steak pie, fruit cake, not bad.
Don't mind a bit of fruit cake.
I like a fruit cake. Haven't had one for some time.
Oh. No Chrissy?
No Chrissy fruit cake. My mum stopped cooking them. Oh. We don't make them. So that's...
Oh, is it done?
Fruit cakes are done for me. Shop ones suck. I'm not buying a fruit cake. Rubbish. They're terrible. I'm not buying a fucking...
I just love the idea of you walking around the shop. It just seems like you'll buy nothing except the ingredients.
You buy a fucking pre-made supermarket fruitcake.
Man, I reckon...
What about a pack?
I reckon most of my childhood birthday cakes were Woolworths chocolate mud cakes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I reckon your DNA is made up mostly of fucking E numbers. Just fucking backwards E's and numbers and average serving sizes and shit.
Yeah.
Peter took their car, this family had murdered, and drove off. And at one stage, he gave a lift to a police officer. Like, police officer was hitchhiking. Picked him up. Well, it must have been hitchhiking. That cop was out investigating the murder of Isabel Cook, a victim of Peter's from a week earlier. So Peter said to him, "I don't reckon the police are looking in the right place. Drive on. Where do you want me to drop you?" What a time to be alive. 50s, different era. Larrikinism.
What, anyway. The cop didn't put it together?
No. Wow. Until much later. Daniel.
This is just a bloke covered in blood eating a bit of fruitcake.
Yeah. What's that smell? Fruitcake. Daniel's flying to Manchester to see his girlfriend. Daniel lived in Tenerife.
Wow.
Already sus. That's like, you don't live somewhere like that. No one does.
Yeah.
It's like fucking Las Vegas. I imagine the locals don't even live there.
Yeah. Just they're outside.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
2 hours into the flight, he had consumed almost a litre of what?
Oh, I'm going to say vodka. I'll say gin. Vodka.
Vodka. What brand?
Smirnoff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Clear stuff doesn't work this hard. He's back. More kidding! I owe you $2. I'll get it back by the end.
And if you don't, you know he's going to get it, the VIP lounge over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I helped a lady. I'm a hero.
A crisp
so hopefully the more chili gods will look down on me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're not playing more chili. An Italian flight attendant came over and told Daniel to put his mask back on.
Oh.
This is where we were. Time. Yeah. The FA was an Italian man, Samuel Proietti. Daniel started mocking the FA's nationality, calling him a fascist, and raised his arm in a Mussolini-style salute. Mussolini on a balcony. He continued to ignore requests to wear his mask, this bloke.
Of course.
Daniel started to clench his fists and told a female flight attendant, "Fuck off, I'm going to punch you, I'm going to smash your head in."
Oh, Jesus.
Not very nice, Daniel.
Well, now he's crossed the line, hasn't he?
Mm. Well, he probably crossed the line with the Mussolini stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, but, you know, we all have different lines. He then tried to headbutt the Italian flight attendant, Samuel, but did not make full contact as Samuel moved his head out of the way.
Smart.
So it's not a very, yeah, I mean, good reaction time or a shit headbutt.
Yeah.
Always grab both ears. You want to make full contact, both ears, never miss.
Yeah.
It's like the high five. Look at the elbow, never miss. He then stroked another female flight attendant's arm before trying to hug her. This is a fucking different style of tuning women. Punch and headbutt your mate. All right. How about it? That's how things work in East Kilbride, I think. Headbutt the competition.
They're like lions fighting.
The women go weak at the knees.
Yeah. Lions fighting to be in charge of the pride.
Yeah. Get all the men out of the way.
Yeah.
And you can be the only male servicing multiple females.
Man, have you seen kangaroos punch on to be the leader?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck,
they go for it.
They really go for
it. The stakes are high.
Yeah.
I mean, humans do it, but just don't, you know, don't get off scot-free. They do it more sneakily now, humans, rub all the other men out so they can become the only man, like you see in yoga and crocodiles, kangaroos. Daniel's behaviour caused so much distress to the crew and passengers that the captain tried to divert the plane but couldn't. All the airports were closed because of COVID.
Do you reckon, sorry, just back to your yoga theory, do you reckon there's any blokes that sign up to health retreats going, well, the guru can't root them all?
No.
You reckon?
Not allowed to. They're female. They're female only retreats, aren't they? Men are strongly discouraged.
Men's credit card, if you put a male name in the credit card, they're cancelled.
Plus, if you're not an absolute fucking snake of a man, you're going to get found out. It's like those blokes who sign up to ballet when they're young or something, trying to get in with all the women, molest them there. There's only, you can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. You've got to be a proper fucking charlatan who fools all the vulnerable women. You and I couldn't walk in there and just go, hey, ladies, how you go? You can't be normal.
Yeah.
They don't like it. They like fucking smarmy pricks.
Who was telling me last night? Oh, a bloke at the pub I was at, one of the bartenders, listens to this show. You've met him as well.
Yes.
Bloke next to the factory. What's the name of the pub? The Vic.
The Vic Hotel.
And he told me about him and his brother saw me do a bit once, and he was talking. He's like, what's the bit? It was about blokes with fucking top knots versus ponytails.
Yeah.
And we were with Steph Broadbridge, great comedian. And she was saying after, I said, my wife, there was a guy doing card tricks at a bar. My wife said, how cool's this? And I'm like, you can't spot a predator.
Yeah.
Jesus, lady, come on. How many signs are there? And Steph reckons that women spot female predators and men spot male predators.
Yeah.
She said otherwise, if each gender could spot the other one, they wouldn't exist.
Yeah, right. I think more women are able to spot male predators now by the fact that they're male.
Yeah.
Just keep an eye out. Just fucking chuck a blanket over the lot.
Sorry if you've got a ponytail.
I'm not.
Well, yeah. But what am I even saying that for?
The pilot then accelerated to get to Manchester 25 Sick. Minutes early. Sick. Maybe just do that anyway instead of sticking to some arbitrary speed limit. Your foot, make the whole plan out of black box while you're at it. Hey, just fucking put your foot down.
Yeah.
It's the one on the right.
Punch on down the back, punch it up the front.
Yeah.
I like it.
We're not going to notice.
What's going on? You just hear a bit of yelling.
Drop it a gear.
Coming in hot.
As the police boarded and handcuffed Daniel, the other passenger, I thought you can do something there.
Well, I assume
something's
about to change.
The other passengers were heard cheering.
Yes.
When he had his status changed.
Status arrested.
Absolute rubbish footage. Disappointing.
Well, everyone's maggot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Born maggot. Daniel continued to struggle with police and banged his head on the police van door.
Oof.
Madman's last resort. Head will rarely beat a van. That's a...
Man, UFC heavyweight champion John Jones got arrested once and he fucking headbutted the cop car.
Put a lot of... That's a lot of faith in your skull.
Yeah.
To beat a fucking van made out of metal. Once he was placed in the back of the police van, he spat on the vehicle. That'll show it. Spit. Daniel admitted to being drunk on an aircraft, assault and criminal damage. He was sentenced to what?
Well, fuck, this is a fair bit. He has gone to headbutt someone. He's headbutted a car. He's spat in the cop car. He's fought the cops. I'm going to say 20 months.
Nah, 14 months.
Oh, that's only two more than last week, the FIFO worker.
Yeah, who?
He body slammed
a woman. He's got tried to headbutt a man and missed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Someone say it's worth less. It's the resisting arrest.
Yeah, they don't
the
like
cops
that.
Getting fucked with.
Mm. Yeah.
That's
do what you want to
the
citizens,
extra.
Not to us.
Yeah.
When interviewed by a probation officer, Daniel claimed the flight attendant was a fucking clown. And then
abusing the woman, going to headbutt. I'm not a fan of any of that. I am a fan of This fuckstick.
Commit.
Yeah.
He added.
This fucking clown.
He was a fucking clown. He said, he would have been really hurt had I cut him in the face. I'm sick of being asked questions about that day. If you believe him, you're the problem.
What else does he think the probation officer's going to ask him about?
I don't know.
Oh, you're bringing up the flight again?
Yeah.
Fuck. Why not soccer scores or something?
Daniel, he had form. He had
How was your hogmanay? You know?
Yeah, not bad. Ate some leftovers. Whacked a family and went for a drive in a police car.
You reckon he was in Spain? You reckon he'd do Hogmanay still in Spain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They fucking travel with their culture, that mob. They'd have those See You Jimmy hats in the desert.
By the way, shout out patreon.com/midflightbrawl. We're almost at 1,000. Heggy's going to Bali. Well, the thing I reckon you'll hate the most about Bali or Thailand, whichever I can drag you to, is that. Like, there will be a fucking English bar that's a Chelsea fan bar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll be walking past some fucking...
They're living their same life, but hot. World Wars
fucking chanting, that sort of shit. Yeah,
they're dressed the same. They're still in the same kit.
Yeah.
They're just sweating. But it's the same life, but humid.
Yeah, I know.
Eating Tato chips and...
On that, there's more patrons on that. It's a furphy, that, because a lot of patrons are signed up for free. Don't know why. Yeah. I thought, oh, here's a loophole. Yeah. Sign up for free. So 100 of our patrons are just freeloosers who signed up and be on there forever.
They drop off pretty quick because they realise there's nothing for free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing is for free. No such thing as a free lunch. But there's some still there. So then they don't count towards your fucking thousand.
No.
I'll tell you now.
All right.
So we're a lot less than you think. We're a lot longer from Bali. I reckon I'll die before we go to Bali.
Absolutely.
At which point I'll be thinking, sucked in.
You've got a big birthday coming up, and it's my dream to get you there for your big birthday.
Fucking going there for my birthday. I'm not going anywhere for my birthday. Daniel, he had some form. He had various convictions for public order offences. We've said this before, say it again. You want to headbutt a flight attendant, make it the very first thing you do in the crime world. Mm. You'll probably avoid jail. If you got form, no good. You can also, and this is a tip for novices, drastically reduce your chances of a long custodial sentence by at least pretending you have some remorse.
Yeah.
Push some tears out or something.
Don't.
Your brothers will call your names, but fuck them.
But again, this bloke I do like, he may be only the, fourth or fifth out of 200-odd episodes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
so this fucking clown.
Yeah.
Lucky I didn't cut his fucking head.
Yeah.
It's better. We're normally hearing I'm depressed. Or
I think I know how I'd behave just to stay out of jail. Only an idiot would refuse to cry because he might get teased or something instead of remaining free.
Yeah.
You kind of deserve jail, or you'll fit in there if that's your style. Close this out, as usual, we're going to leave with a comment. Comment from the internet, just the one.
Yeah, back on airlineratings.com, or is this a Daily Mail UK or the Mirror?
This is the Liverpool Echo.
This is going to be a rough one.
Formerly known as Mensa.
Yeah. Cold Courier Mail.
I mean, I joke about that, but I did actually enjoy this. This is unusual for the Liverpool Echo. And you can have this. It's a bit of poetry. This is about Daniel. Yeah. He must have given everyone a fright starting a fight mid-flight at such height. Must have been off his kite, and that's not right. Night. Well, it's good night from him. It's not bad.
Little fucking drunk Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Like it. It's pretty good. Oh, mate, they should just rhyme the comment section more.
Oh, you should be made to, actually. If you can't rhyme your comments, it doesn't get through. That would sort out a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be minimum 6 lines.
Just limericks.
Rhymes.
Just your insults have to be in limerick format. Otherwise, it's not getting through the moderators. I'd like to install that. That'd be a good sort out. That.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway.
Good work in the Liverpool Echo comments section.
Not bad at all. Commentator 07, no less. Keep up the good work, buddy.
Mate, great work.
That's it for Daniel. Not much more to him. Did his jail time.
He'll
probably
be up
out punching.
Yeah,
we'll back. See him again.
Wonder if he's back in
see
Spain.
You soon.
Doing a bit of. What's your favourite movie? That's how I just pictured that bloke.
Oh, Sexy Beast.
Sexy Beast.
Doing a bit
just
of that.
Just picture Daniel laying back on the sunbed, sunburnt noggin.
Ray Winston.
Yeah.
What's the deal with, I haven't looked into it, the deal with travelling with a criminal, like a violent criminal record?
Oh, I assume it's fucking hard.
Europe. Like you probably can't leave England for a while, no?
But then he got out of there with all the prior ones anyway.
Yeah, but not jail time.
Yeah.
Jailbirds find it harder to do stuff like vote. Shit.
Yeah.
You can't hear.
Can you?
Americans can't vote after jail, which cuts out a fucking ever.
Yeah.
That cuts out a large pool of voters.
Yeah.
Particular type of voters.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening in. If you want to support the pod, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Bonus content, Land Larrikin, the spin-off pod. What else? Early access to live show tickets. We'll have some dates being announced soon around Australia. Heggie's on tour. LukeHeggie.com for his new tour, Grogan, coming all around Australia.
Cool, mate.
In the year 2024. New special online as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
And yours, the Live from the Corner. Live at the Corner, Live from the Corner.
Live at the Corner
Live
Hotel.
At the Corner, beg your pardon.
Yes.
Pretty good. Comments going.
Yours, Low Breed?
Low Breed, have low that breed. To Pratt.
Get in. We'll see you next week. Bye. See you, mate.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.